Ah, there you are. We've been waiting for you. If you've been struggling to get your personal fitness on track and keep it there, then you're in the perfect place. Because this guy is good. And I mean really good. You're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast, where you get simplified strategies and unique insights on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and life itself from best-selling author and progressive fitness innovator, Joey Atlas. He's been helping people achieve sustainable fitness success for over 30 years in ways that are realistic, doable, and super effective. And now he's helping you. So clear your mind and get ready for a powerful dose of health-improving, life-enhancing wisdom from the Fitness Whisperer himself, Joey Atlas.
Thanks, Melissa, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Joey Atlas, and this is The Fitness Whisperer, episode number 8. All right, so we're going to be covering something really important here. And as you can see by the title, either on the page or on the podcast episode preview, this is focused on cellulite. And so it's very likely you are a woman, and there's a slight possibility that you're a man who's ended up listening to this either with your wife or girlfriend, or you may have a female in your life who is suffering from this problem, and maybe you are helping her try to find the right information on how to fix this problem, because as you know, it's probably affecting both of your lives, not just hers. And so we go more into that in the success story interview that we're going to get into with Kari Lynn. But I need to give a little bit of context and setup to the success story interview you're about to hear. So one of my very focused specialties that has developed since I came into the fitness world is cellulite specific. I have several others which have allowed me to do really well with a lot of different types of people and some much higher end clientele over the years who've had very specific needs and goals. Not just with women, some with men, but this one, of course, has to do with probably 99% women when we talk about cellulite. And this is not just a weight issue. It's not a fat issue. And if you're a woman who has been dealing with the problem, you know exactly what I mean. There are many women who look phenomenal in clothing. Their body size is great. Their weight is fantastic. Their shape is great in clothes. They feel like a knockout and turn heads. However, when it's time to put on a bikini or to be naked, the whole story changes. And I don't need to say any more. You know what I'm talking about. So this is focused on my program called Naked Beauty, the Simulast Method. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the origins of that program. Probably back in about 2008, I had several lower body programs for different levels of users, both male and female. And one of the programs was a condensed program, all mostly body weight movements, very gentle, that a woman could do at home or at the office or while traveling. And it was a very relatively short program that could be done, you know, with maybe 24, 25 minutes. And the name, I don't even remember the name. It was a very basic, like lower body toning and firming program or something. I really wasn't into naming my programs to really resonate with who the end user would be who would need that program. So here's what happened. That shortened program was out for a while. And every now and again, I would get an email testimonial thanking me for helping so-and-so with their cellulite problem and getting rid of it. And I thought nothing of it at first because I took this for granted. I knew this was supposed to do certain things for women and fix certain problems. And I finally got an extensive testimonial thank you letter email. And it really then hit me. It was a big aha moment. This woman basically laid out the whole story and showed me how much it meant to her and her life and everything tied to it that it changed in being able to cure her cellulite problem that she had wasted many thousands of dollars on, took many risks with various treatments and procedures that were unproven, yet she was fooled to think that they are. And the way she worded everything just really hit home. And I realized, I don't have just a lower body toning and fitness program. I've got an actual cure for cellulite. For women with classic cellulite, I have the fix. So I looked at the program, slightly restructured it, renamed it to include the cellulite name. So the main program, the website, was truthaboutcellulite.com. Naked Beauty, the Simulast method, the anti-cellulite toning method. So I made sure we got cellulite in there a bunch of times so that women would know, oh, this is a cellulite-specific toning program. And what happened was more and more women were finding it, was getting back a lot more success stories. Some were asked to remain anonymous with no pictures. Some were kind enough and willing enough to send pictures and photos and be able to use their first name so that I could share them on my blogs so that other women could find them and know that there is proof and there is something that does work for cellulite. And at some point in late 2012, we haven't been able to quite trace this back yet, me or my tech team, but the only thing we can deduct is that at least one or two, or maybe more, big names got their hands on the program and got awesome results with it and somehow was able to make the website go viral, or somehow it spread. We just don't know. And nobody stepped forward to say that it was them or to thank me for it. We just know things started really blowing up and going crazy and taking off in the wildest ways in every country around the world. And that was only for English speaking. So it went so crazy that I had five foreign partners reach out in other languages to license the rights in their language for the program. And that was Portuguese, German, French, Spanish, Italian. I think that was it. But that's where we're at now. And so, in essence, what I wanted to share here was if you're new to this, if you haven't heard of me yet or the cellulite specific program amongst the bunch of programs that I do have for both men and women, I want you to be able to put this all into context and realize the full story behind all of this. And so what you're about to hear has that much more meaning to you and makes a lot more sense to you. So we're going to get into one of the success stories with a woman and now a good friend named Kari Lynn. She used the program, got incredible results after trying many different things with failure, being at wit's end, really being down on herself, but not giving up. And she found my program. And the rest of the story we go into in the interview. What's cool is that she came from long distance, Minnesota, to visit here, to check out the new SculptaFit studio, to meet me, to hang out, to heighten our friendship, to actually get some one-on-one training, meet with me here at the house, in addition to at the studio with my team. And also, believe it or not, to help me brainstorm a bunch of different things, but also the Atlas retreat experience that we may be putting together, which encompasses a bunch of personal experiences here at the home studio and kitchen and at the SculptaFit studio with my team. There'll be more on that as the next few months progress. It may be something we put together and offer by the end of the year for people to come in here from around the world. It'll be a limited offer. We only have a certain number of spots that we'd be able to open that up to. But as things come together, we'll share more of that. And it may actually be co-ed. We're still going to brainstorm a bit and see what the best thing to do would be. So without further delay, I'm going to basically shift this over into interview mode. And you're going to hear Kari and I go into the full story behind cellulite, the truth about it, the myths about it, and her story about how she beat it and now lives without it. So listen to the end. Be sure to stay tuned until the end because I've got your Atlas Action coaching assignment toward the end of the interview, and it's a good one. You're not going to want to miss it. So stay tuned, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care. Enjoy. This is Joey Atlas bringing you the Fitness Whisperer, episode number 8. I have with me somebody very special. She's probably going to giggle right about now. This is Kari Lynn, and just like I promised in episode number 7, Kari would be visiting, and we'd be doing at least one podcast episode. It might be very possible that we do one over the phone in the future as a follow-up, because we were busy having a lot of fun while she was here, doing all sorts of fitness activities and outdoor stuff. But we had to get this one in today. So I'm going to set this up, and then I'm going to let Kari take over a little bit, and then we're going to get into a very, very insightful and helpful interview focusing on the topic of cellulite. And the reason why this is going to be helpful for anybody who hasn't been following along for the last few years is because Kari is actually one of my big cellulite success stories, who is very comfortable sharing her experience publicly so that other women can hear her story, learn what can be done about the problem, and how it can actually be fixed. So a little bit of intro setup here before I let Kari take over the microphone. Kari's been here for a few days, and the way this all came about is I didn't know, because a lot of women have been buying my program, but what would you say about back in 2015? When did you buy the program? Do you remember what year it was, give or take?
Probably 2014.
All right, bring this. We're going to learn on the spot here. Bring that close to the mouth. There we go. Talk loud. Oh, Kari's a very shy soul, but a very courageous soul. Oh, so speak up. Here we go.
2014, I believe, is when I bought.
Okay, 2014.
Yeah.
And you reached out to me on Facebook directly to thank me for how effective it was. And if I remember right, if we look at our timelines, we're talking about, if I remember right, early 2016, just over a year ago that you reached out. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it does.
And basically you said, I want to thank you for the effectiveness of this and helping with the problem. I wrote you back immediately because I love hearing from my success stories. Not a lot of women are willing to be public about it. They're very secretive about it, as you can imagine. So when somebody does reach out, I love connecting to get more of the story so that we can share it with other people, especially women. So we then emailed back and forth. I wanted to do that written, typed up short interview. And a friendship ensued. We had more phone calls, more follow-up. A lot of good conversations and more progression as to what else you can add into that program for overall fitness, right? And health. Mm-hmm. And so time progressed. We kept in touch. Kari kept with her programs, and she heard that I was opening the SculptaFit studio. You saw that information coming out, and she said, look, I'm coming to visit at some point after this place is open. I said, okay, just let me know when. And time passed, and she said, okay, the place is open. I'm coming to visit. Are these dates good? And I said, sure. And here she is. So we decided we're going to record this in-person podcast episode interview. And if you're listening to the audio via iTunes, we also are recording a video version right now, which you'll be able to see if you come back to the site, thejoeyatlas.com. That's thejoeyatlas.com. And in the upper right, if you click on shows, you'll be able to click on the Atlas Candid Cam channel, and you'll be able to find this episode with Kari Lynn, and she and I side by side on video. Let's wave to the camera for anybody who's coming to see it. There we go. So Kari's been here since Thursday. It is now Tuesday. She's leaving in a few hours. We're a little sad, but... a happy sad. We had a lot of good time here. And so Kari has had a chance to actually jump into several SculptaFit sessions at the studio. It's one of the big reasons why she came to visit. And so I'll ask you, Kari, what's your experience with those sessions? I know you told me a little bit in person, but let's share it for everybody listening. Give us the scoop.
Yeah. It's been great. The instructors are... nothing like I've ever experienced before. And the actual being in the studio itself is completely different, you know, than doing it at home and doing it on my own. So having that personal guidance and support has been amazing. And the women in there are amazing. The energy, what I learned, the workouts are very hard. They look very easy, but they're not, you know. It's
They're challenging. How did you say it the other day? In a challenging in a gentle way?
In a very gentle way, yes.
So and on that note, I don't want to take you off track, but how does what the team does in there with the women and our clients, how does it differ from most of what you've seen in fitness and in the other health clubs and stuff?
They're happy. These women are happy. The energy is positive. Nobody's in pain. And it's very slow moving. So it's a very mindful experience versus a lot of things that I view at the gym or classes I've taken. I have been in pain and counting the minutes to get through it. Mm-hmm. And this, I'm like, oh my goodness, we're already done. And I want to keep going because it's just a completely different feel on your entire body.
Mm-hmm. So you being in there and observing, and you see the wide range of women that are in there. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, women from their 30s to women in their late 60s, maybe even some in their early 70s. How would you describe, like, for somebody who hasn't been in there and they're thinking, oh, this is a group type fitness thing, how would you what are the prime differences that you experienced and saw in the studio, like the method itself compared to other traditional things like CrossFit or HIIT training or fast-paced Zumba, stuff like that? How would you describe what we employ at the studio?
Here it's very individualized. You know, they're not treating you the same. So each person that comes in there, they're not just saying, here, do this move and you're all going to do it this way. They go around personally to each person, each station to help them do the exercise the way it fits for their body. Mm-hmm. And they're teaching them a very mindful control, slow controlled movement. Mm-hmm. Versus something that's really more, it's not harsh on the body, you know, like your HIIT or mm-hmm. like your CrossFit,
right.
You're going to station to station to station and you're kind of almost tripping over yourself, you know? Whereas this is, each woman is in her own zone. Nobody's competing with anybody. Mm-hmm. It's not this, I'm going to look better than you and I'm going to do this move better than you and in a more unique way. No, it's, they're all focused on their individual needs and how they can do the move, and everybody's extremely supportive of that.
Nice. So going through the two full sessions you did, were you kind of surprised at how your body was stimulated as compared to how you went through the session? Like, you know, it's controlled, it's focused, it's more getting the most stimulation out of less, say, quality movements. So it's less repetitions, but higher quality repetitions. So seeing that, knowing it, and then experiencing it, were you surprised at how your body felt at the end of a session, despite how non-push, push, push, go, go, go it was? It was more the opposite, yet there was a stimulation going on. Were you surprised at how you felt by the end of the sessions?
I was, yes. I was very much so.
Surprised?
Yes, yeah. Very surprised on how I felt. My heart was pounding.
Right.
And I felt like I got a full workout in. Mm-hmm.
Good fusion type workout?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Were you surprised at how the range of other women were in there, were able to actually get through at their own pace and adjustments, get through the whole session and come out the other end feeling accomplished?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for that. So then we did our one of our solo sessions here in the home gym area on the Sculpt-A-Bod units I have here at the house. And so those are a different type of training session. We focused on specific body zones, short sessions or maybe 25 minutes. Give me your thoughts on that. Like, not as compared to the studio method and session in a group type setting, but these specifically focused workouts that we did compared to, say, other types of resistance training workouts that you're familiar with.
Yeah. So these were extremely helpful, hitting targeted areas for no more than 20 to 30 minutes. And very little moves. So you pick maybe 3 to 4 moves and you're focusing on not the counting, how many reps can I get in, but the quality of the movement, the squeezing and the holding of each movement, and spacing your workouts, your shoulders or your abs, each day doing something different and just focusing on that. I'm feeling it.
Right. Yeah. So you actually got a chance to see. So we did legs. We did lower body. The first one we did here. Mm-hmm. You also did a Sculpt-A-Fit session that morning. So we did legs the afternoon, right? Or did we do legs the first day you were here?
The first day.
Okay. So we did lower body.
Yep.
And you have already done most of my lower body programs long distance.
Yes.
So, but here it was slightly different, you say.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got more of the subtleties, the intricacies of being one-on-one right there for the finer details, which is something that led us to talk about this Sculpt-A-Fit retreat concept.
Yes.
That where we may invite people from out of town to come in for the hands-on one-on-one experience. So we did lower body. Then we did chest and back a day or two later. Then we did the abs core the day after. Then we took Sunday off because we did a big bike ride out at the beach.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And we took a rest and then we did shoulders yesterday. So your shoulders feeling a little, feel that back there?
Yep, yeah. I do.
All right. So that wasn't a grueling, grinding shoulder session. But yet it felt very safe. However, we worked all kinds of good stuff without feeling that shoulder stress and possible being on the verge of going past fatigue where you can get hurt. But today you feel like, yesterday we really did something. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a good kind of gentle soreness.
Yes.
So you get a chance to see most of the rotation that takes place in a week. So you mentioned it's changed your perspective on how you're going to modify your own weekly program at home because you do most of your stuff on your own, if not all of it, you create your own schedule. So what are the big takeaways that you'll apply to your program when you get home?
Breaking up, so not doing your typical exercise where you're cramming it all in a day, your legs and your arms and your shoulder, feeling like you've got to get every body part possible in the day. So breaking it up and getting that rotation of, my legs day, my arms and back, my abs. Okay. So that's going to help me a lot.
Okay.
And, picking those moves and deciding how long am I going to stay with that rotation and switching it up.
Right. So shorter, more focused, like we did here. And you'll incorporate when you get home and create your schedule based on that approach.
Yes.
Awesome. And you'll still do a little bit of your heart healthy cardio.
Yeah.
Right? So in essence, it sounds like you've learned how to shorten the time you're spending on exercise, but what you're doing is actually going to give you more of the results you're looking for and the outcome you're looking for. And also knowing that this is what he does here. This is part of the methodology that Sculpt-A-Fit's based on, is higher quality, shorter amount of time, safer, better results.
Yes.
So it's like you're not guessing, oh, I wonder if this is going to work. Like you've experienced it full force. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to hear how it's going over the next few weeks and months. And I think what we'll do is maybe we'll do a follow-up interview like a progress interview to see what you've been doing, how it's been feeling, and what results you're getting out of it, and how it's also changed your mindset. Anything that makes exercise easier in a schedule makes it more doable for the long haul. And that's really an important thing that most people don't pick up on. How can I make this easier so that I keep wanting to do it and I'm able to do it?
Yeah.
Right? Because if you do it for 2 months or a month, or I want to get ready for summer, and then, oh, it's too hard, I can't do it anymore. But at least I was ready for my bikini at the beginning of the summer. Mm-hmm. This is for life, right? Yeah. You know the philosophy. Mm-hmm. So we'll revisit that for sure. Thank you for sharing those thoughts. Mm-hmm. Very helpful. Mm-hmm. I know people listening will get a lot out of hearing those perspectives. So now we're going to shift into the cellulite-specific part of the interview. Now, what's important about this is that you are a living example of a woman who was struggling with the problem, tried a few different solutions or considered a few different ones that did not pan out one way or another. And we're going to get into this here in the question list. Long story short, you found me, put the program to use, it made sense to you, and the results came. So I want to go into more details here so that, let's say a woman has come across this and she's struggling with the problem right now as she listens to this, and she's reached wit's end, lots of frustration, but still doesn't want to give up. She still feels there's something out there. What I want to try to do here today, and we will, is share your experience from where you were in her shoes to where you are now, having solved the problem and the psychological steps that made you aware of the fact that you need something that is going to tap into the problem in a different way that all these other purported solutions and procedures and treatments would do, and how it made sense to you, and then what happened as the first few weeks and months progressed. So can you give our listeners just a quick summary of your childhood? You know, were you sedentary? Were you an athlete? I know a lot of this already, but for somebody who's just coming across this for the first time, just share a little bit about your childhood. And if you were active, athletic, what did you play? What didn't you play, et cetera?
Oh, sure. Yeah, as a kid, I was very active. I was outside all the time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a video gamer. I wasn't nothing like that. So I started at a young age to be outside biking and doing all those, you know, fun outdoor activities. So that grew into high school coming, and I thought, oh, how fun it would be to try as many sports as I can and see what I enjoyed. So I started out with basketball, and it was a little too aggressive for me. I wasn't great. Uh-huh. So I thought, well, I'll move on to the next. So I then took on dance, which was great. There was many different areas to dance. So I did mm-hmm. dance. I did different theater in high school musicals. So it was moving, it was dancing. Mm-hmm. I did tennis okay. for many years, and I did golf. So I was extremely active, right. extremely active okay. growing up.
Were you ever overweight?
I was not, no.
Okay, that's very important because, as you know, cellulite is not a weight-specific issue. Mm-mm. It affects women of all different body shapes, sizes, weights. And so that's really important that you share that. So anybody who's not watching on video, just listening, you can see Kari is not overweight. She wasn't overweight as a child, but the problem, well, let's get into that now. We're probably going to fast forward a bit through some stages of your life, but when did this cellulite problem become apparent to you?
Probably would be high school, maybe probably seventh grade. Mm-hmm. When you hit into that next level of high school is
when you became aware of it.
I became aware of it.
Okay, so you started becoming aware of it at a young age.
Yep.
All right, and then when did it bother you back then, or did it bother you as the years progressed more and more?
They progressed more and more, and okay. I became more of a...
So first thing, how would you describe the cellulite? What adjectives would you give it in terms of its appearance? Like, what would you say it looked like to you?
It was more the, you know, the lower half, and so appearance-wise, it wasn't it wasn't a lot, but it was enough where I saw that some other girls didn't have.
So other girls were smoother, tighter.
Yeah.
And your lower body zones were not.
They weren't.
So they were they, would you say they were mushy, dimply, shadowy? Yeah. What words would you describe what you were seeing?
More like mushy, very weak. Mm-hmm. The muscle wasn't built up. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't super, dimples weren't so much that you could see them, but it was enough where at the time I could see it continuing to get worse if I was, you know, the older I got.
So as time progressed, you saw what was there getting worse over time. Yep. So the dimples and shadows slowly progressed as you went into adulthood?
Yeah.
Okay. And the mushy, saggy type scenario?
Yeah, kind of like on the side, you know, the sides where it kind of...
Saddlebags?
Yeah, starts to kind of accumulate.
Right. So not being overweight, you still had the lower body that was going in a direction that you were not happy with, you were very conscious of.
Yes.
Okay. So did you try anything like in adulthood? Did it get to a point where you decided, oh, I'm going to try this or that? And it could be anything. It could be the scrubs, the caffeine, the whatever. We didn't go deep into detail on this, but feel free to share what you tried and what you experienced with things you tried.
Oh, sure. I tried a lot of diet pills, a lot of water pills. I thought, well, maybe if, you know, you lose more weight or water. And I ventured into some creams, which only made me break out very, and they smelled terrible.
Right.
They did not work. So I ventured into a lot of those different things.
Okay. So so we've got a visitor coming in the background here. For anybody listening, we're recording this at the house. Joey Jr. just got here. Hey, buddy. All right. It's all good. Yeah, we got the live studio at the house here, so all good. All right, so creams, what else?
So creams, diet pills. A lot of diuretics.
Diuretics. Right, so you thought if the pitch they were giving, get rid of the water, if you got this water out of your lower body, it would be tight and smooth and toned, right? A lot of women go for that. It's a really superficial presentation of, well, here's the fix. Take these pills, easy, gets rid of the water, you fix the problem. Most people realize, okay, that didn't work. Mm-hmm. Some people it actually backfires on, depending on what's in those pills, causes more problems. She tried the creams, didn't work, broke out, made your skin a little irritated.
Yes. Maybe.
Anything else you try or consider trying or looked into?
In my older stages, I tried like they wrap you.
Oh, body wraps.
Body wraps.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Very familiar with that as a quote unquote cellulite solution.
Yep, body wraps. I looked into laser and I looked into a lot of different ways that they say that goes in there and diminishes it.
Invasive type things.
Yeah, for good, and it never comes back. Mm. But the reality is that it changes the structure of your body and it accumulates in other areas and it can be very bad.
So you didn't try any of those because you felt that their angle and their pitch didn't make physiological sense to you.
Yes.
That's really smart. Unfortunately, a lot of women do go that route because they feel that there is no other option and they're willing to take the risk and spend the money, only to come out the other side with either the problem the same, because none of that stuff can fix it. It's really just they're selling hope. Some of them actually end up worse. And most of them don't come forth and say anything because it's quite embarrassing to have taken that chance, spent the money, and come out worse. Who wants to talk about that? So there are not a lot of stories that are shared because it's quite embarrassing to go through that. So you were smart enough to not go down one of those paths. Invasive or surgery or injections.
Yeah.
How did you come across my Naked Beauty Simulast method, or how did you hear about me? Like, what? How did you find it? Do you remember?
I do. I was sitting on my bed at night, and I was frustrated. I was sad and crying because, you know, I've in my 30s now, and things are still not working for me at this point. And I thought in my mind, there's something out there because I see people, you know, I see the way people look and the way you can shape your body the way you want it to be. There's got to be something. Mm-hmm. So I scrolled and scrolled, looked online, you know, typed in the engine, you know, all kinds of things. So all kinds of things popped up, and this popped up.
So were you searching cellulite-specific solutions, cellulite treatments, cellulite exercise, things like that?
Yes.
That
yes.
had to were focused on cellulite. Okay.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, cellulite specific, and so Joey's method, the Naked Beauty, popped up, and I thought, oh well.
What first came? Like, was it the black and white hand drawn video explainer video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So that's the link I clicked on led me to that video.
Right. So you watched the explainer video.
Yep. So I watched the explainer video, and I thought,
when you watched it, what were you thinking?
I thought, this is the one I'm going to pick.
What made sense to you about what I showed in the video?
The targeting the specific areas and building, you know, focusing on those areas and building those areas back up to strength made sense to me. I'm like, because it wasn't just your typical, oh, we're just going to do squats and the same old leg moves. These were moves I never came across before, and the holding them and moving them in the slow motion, I'm like, oh my goodness, that makes sense to me.
So you had an understanding of the body already. So when I was talking about all the different muscles in the lower body, it kind of clicked with you that this multidimensional approach that he's talking about can actually be the answer, because it makes logical sense in a safe way.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So after watching that, what made it click? What'd you do?
I got my credit card out. I thought, well, I'm going to order this. I'm like, this isn't even expensive. I'm like, this is the exact price range that, you know, works for me. And what's the least that can happen, you know? So right. I ordered it, and I waited, and
so you got the physical book and DVD set shipped to you instead of the online version.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So how long did you start right away, or were you able to start right away when you got it, or did you have to wait for your schedule, or?
No, I started it right away. I actually went through the book first. Mm-hmm. And got a, you know, a concept and idea of who this person is and what he's developed.
Oh, the free fatness to fitness book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I went through that. I'm a fast reader, so it didn't take me long.
Okay.
So I went through that to get a feel of this person and the, you know,
philosophy and overall philosophy and approach to fitness, wellness. Okay.
Yep. And then I started, and at first it was hard. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is hard.
So you went through the 20-something minute Semulast method, Naked Beauty, one time through.
One time.
Followed the video?
Yep.
Right.
Followed the video, started very low on my reps, and I, at the time I was kind of shameful. I'm like, because at that time I was like, oh, I should be getting way more reps than this, you know, because now my mindset is still in the...
More is better.
Yes,
more is better. Which is not the case, right?
No.
You learn now, big time.
I did.
Hands on.
Yep. So I started doing that, and... taking it just very, very slow. And
so were you surprised at going through it, how slow, controlled, and relatively gentle it was compared to things you had tried in the past in the gyms and fitness classes?
Yes.
Okay. So the next day, what'd you feel? A nice kind of soreness in those areas that made the light bulb go off? Well, this could be it.
Yeah.
Yeah? Describe that.
I woke up and... you know, after doing these, you know, because I was very religious, I could feel it every morning. I felt something different, and I'm like, oh my goodness, muscles I hadn't felt in a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
And just the strength that was coming with that was nothing that I had experienced before.
Right.
But it wasn't painful in a bad way at all.
You felt the muscles turning on, getting stimulated from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So as the weeks progressed, maybe months, when did you start noticing visible changes in the mirror or looking at your lower body? How long did it take for you to start seeing things start to change?
About 2 months of doing the actual routine mm-hmm. and getting it into my schedule. So mm-hmm. about 2 months since when I noticed, and I know it was happening before, but mentally I was focused on these new moves and the slow movement. And so when I actually took the time to look, I was like, oh my gosh. And the feel of my pants and my strength in my, because I have a physical job. So the strength in my job was, I'm like, something's different. Mm.
So structurally things were changing.
Yes.
Your jeans were fitting even better. Even though you weren't overweight, things were coming into proportion. Your strength was getting better, functional strength, which we all need, especially as we age into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And you were seeing some of the, what we call trouble zones, problem spot things getting fixed, getting better.
Yes. Okay.
So not long after that is when you probably reached out, right? After
yeah.
A few months after you got started that you reached out?
Yeah. Yep. I had a shift in my life and... Mm-hmm. I just went on out of my comfort zone and thought, well, what's the least that could happen? You know, he doesn't respond, you know? So I did, I reached out and to that surprise, I got that same, you know, that same few moments later or, you know, half an hour, not long at all, he responded.
And when I see a woman reach out, say, hey, like you fixed my cellulite. Any woman, a lot of women don't do that because they just want to keep it private. Even as a success story, they just don't want to share it with others. And I get it. It's a very private issue for some women. But any of the women who do, I love replying, making contact, and turning it into shareable information and case studies like we're doing right now so that other women can find it and avoid the surgeries, the injections, procedures that do not work and can harm them. Mm-hmm. So, for me, I was ecstatic to see what you sent. And then we did a short typed up style interview, right? That we posted on one of the blogs. And I think, if I remember right, you said it was about 80 or 85% fixed or the problem was gone at the time.
Yeah.
That was almost a year ago now. Yeah. And here we are a year later after that. Have you seen improvements since that time?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I see you, right? She's wearing pants right now, so on the video you might be able to see that. But she's worn her shorty shorts a few times while being here, and her whole physique is fantastic. She's covered up right now, but she is in phenomenal, very admirable shape. My friends have seen her. Some of our clients have seen her, and they see her arms. We actually got some good compliments at Trader Joe's from the cashiers, both of us. But her lower body looks phenomenal. Like you would never know that she had a cellulite issue. And Kari, I don't know if you can see it on video, but she's quite humble. She's she's pretty reserved. She's not one to show off, I guess you can say. However, I can tell you she looks phenomenal. And, wearing shorts the way she had. You told me yourself you hadn't worn shorts in a long time, and coming here to Florida, it's going to be a slight psychological challenge for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that what I've seen here in the last few days wasn't really normal for you.
No.
Like it took some work to be okay psychologically to put on those shorts and hang out. So major credit to you for that. And I could see you're somewhat comfortable. But I knew the story, and I knew it was a challenge for you, and you hadn't worn shorts in a long time because you didn't feel confident or happy about how the lower body looked.
Yep.
Well, it looks awesome now. I can tell you that. So well done. Really, I'm proud of you. Like the process you went through and seeing my explainer video and mm-hmm. having it resonate with you and you understanding, yes, this makes sense about my body. And being willing to do the simple work several times a week to get the true physiological results, that's, to me, that I'm touched because it's not take a pill or an injection for a crazy price and a crazy risk. It's you're going to have to do a little bit of work each week that's not only going to target the cellulite, but it's also going to benefit your health, wellness, and your emotional state, as we've talked about as well.
Yeah.
Right? Anything that that improves your body, makes you feel better, and improves your fitness, improves your mindset. So I'm thrilled to see your transformation and hear the story. And we've had many one-on-one conversations that go deeper. And it's been special to see all that. And I thank you for putting it to the test and being willing to share.
You're welcome.
So what else do we have here? Let's see. What are your plans from here forward? I mean, you're like, when I see you, I look at you, we've done our workouts. You've worn your snazzy pants. I've seen the shorts. What's your plan from here forward? Like, you've made so much progress. Mm-hmm. You learned a lot of new stuff in the last few days, being here in the studio and working out with me in the home gym with the Sculptabod units. What's the plan you're thinking of from here forward now? I know you mentioned condensing your sessions,
yeah,
modeling them after what we did here. Big picture though, what's your approach? Is there anything you want to fine tune with yourself, or is it more of a maintenance thing and improvement of the quality of what you do? How would you describe your plan from here forward? Because we all have to plan from here forward wherever we are, right?
Yep. Plan from here forward is to build my mindset more, to strengthen myself so that
emotional fitness, mental fitness.
Yeah. And deeper emotional awareness of bringing this all into my life, the thinking, the eating, mm-hmm. the working out, mm-hmm. and making it a peaceful experience every day. 'Cause the more it's a very stressful world.
Yes.
So stress, you know, is basically, in my point, the main cause of so many different things. So if you can implement these, what eating works for you, what exercise works in your day, and I'm going to, having a different type of schedule I had even coming down here, and I've only been here a few days.
Right.
So when I go back, I will be going into a different part of my life again. And so the routine I was doing before I got here is no longer going to serve me.
Right.
I will be putting it to a different use, you know, a different way of doing and approaching it.
Right. Very good point you made about most people. The word I use is they create this antagonistic type of schedule that is actually going to work against them because it's too much of an extreme change.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, what they're doing is antagonistic. Like, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel enjoyable. It's not something they look forward to. So inherently, they're going to stop it at some point, whether it's outright or they come up with these excuses where they can't do it. So you've been fortunate enough to find things that are, I guess, protagonistic or enjoyable, some things to look forward to, they feel good, that actually help reduce stress in your life and create a framework for you to live from. So it's not just a workout routine or quote unquote diet. Your habits of health are actually the foundation of your way of living, which are to reduce stress, promote health, longevity, good mindset, feeling happy, proactively taking control of your days. Fitness is, for us, I know you're getting more of it now, is the foundation for all of that, as opposed to trying to cram it into a crazy life while not fixing a lot of the crazy stuff,
mm-hmm.
is what a lot of people still have to absorb. Oh yeah, I got to cut out some of the crazy stuff, the dysfunctional stuff, and make room for my personal health and well-being. And so by combining all of that, some lives can be transformed and evolved very quickly into something very positive and productive.
Yeah.
But we'll revisit that on another episode, of course. What I would ask you before we close out is, if a woman is listening to this, regardless of her age, regardless of her body type or size, and she feels that she's battling this cellulite demon, and we know cellulite is not an actual thing, it's not a noun, It is actually an adjective to describe what something looks like, the appearance. But a lot of women have, and a lot of doctors and product promoters use it as a noun, as if there's something called cellulite in or under your skin. You know, because the video made sense to you, that it's not a thing, it's a word that describes the trouble zones, problem areas, mushy, saggy saddlebags, dimpled, shadowy skin. What would you say to somebody who's listening to this right now thinking, oh, I've got cellulite and I want to fix it, this is making a lot of sense? What would you say to her if she was sitting right in front of you, or she's listening on the other line? What would you say to her just to consider and think about?
I would ask her to think about, you know, all the things that she's done and the point she's at now and how she feels and how this method will be way different. It's gonna be way different experience. And just to ask her to put it to use, give it a week, a month, you know, and look at what it will do for you. Will be completely different than.
If somebody was to say, "Oh, Kari, is it hard or difficult, or is it going to kill me?" What would you say?
I'd say, "Oh, absolutely not. No, because it's training your mind. At the same time, it's training your body. It's an entire experience, mental, emotional, physical, on all levels, and the experience you'll feel within yourself is not going to be like how you feel doing your basic workouts right now that obviously aren't working to your full potential because you're still seeing this and you're still feeling this within. Right. It will transform your body and your.
This just hit me. So you came across me by this cellulite specific solution. And here we are from when you first found it, maybe a year and a half later now, all time told. Your actual life and mindset have been evolved in a major, major way, major shift. Yeah. So it started out with something very problem focused in a zone of your body that has radically shifted your whole mindset to someplace very, very different in how you think of yourself, how you feel about yourself. Yes, how you look, but also how you hold yourself in the world and how you value your time, your well-being, and the whole Kari.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I love hearing that. I love seeing it too.
Yeah.
So to help put this into perspective, we've had a lot of deep conversations that have delved into these different areas that actually transcend the quote-unquote workout, as we call it. The exercise session, the training sessions, and everything tied to them, and all the good that comes from them when done properly. So, I think we're good here. We shared a lot of good, deep, insightful stuff that I know. Both men and women, you know, women are going to get a lot out of this, but men listening to this will definitely benefit also from some of the elements we spoke about, because there are issues men deal with. Yep. That are their own trouble zones, problem areas, and things they want to fix. And ultimately, it all ties back to finding an approach and method that they can do to fix those issues, and also help their emotional state of mind and their mindset to get to a place of positivity and self-control and not feel like they're aging with no say in the matter. So on that note, I want to thank you, Kari Lynn.
You're very welcome. Thank you also.
Yeah, total pleasure. This actually turned out better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
There's some real gems in here. So to wrap up, before I give you the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment, if you're listening, you don't even have to buy anything right now. I've got a ton of free stuff for you. Kari Lynn has had a chance to take a peek behind the doors and see all this free stuff. in the main website. You can go to thejoeyatlas.com. That's thejoeyatlas.com. You can sign up for the free, totally free, Fit for Life program. That is a series of 14 video training sessions for both beginners and intermediates. And some people who are advanced will even say, wow, I can even get something out of this. But they're fully adjustable. I coach you through all of the sessions, give you different tips and pointers depending on your specific point in time right now and your health and fitness. And you're going to get a lot out of those. So if you haven't yet, come sign up for them. It'd be silly not to, because they are awesome and there is no charge for them at all. And please do share them. And also share this podcast with anybody who can use it. We have other episodes. We're 8 episodes in now. There are 7 before this one. And they're for everybody. All different fitness levels, all different mentalities. But they're for people who are looking for a good, solid source of supportive information and guidance and coaching for the lifetime fitness journey, not for, you know, just, oh, I want to build a lot of muscle. Oh, I need to lose a lot of fat, or I want to get ready for my reunion. This is for everything. This is for lifetime health, fitness, and wellness. And so share this with anybody you know who needs it or can use it, or who has been on the on again, off again roller coaster of diet and exercise. They need a firm, solid, realistic foundation. Share this with them. And the other thing is, please come to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes to subscribe to this podcast so you get every episode sent directly to you automatically at no charge. And while you're there, please rate it and review it. A couple of sentences is all we need. And by doing that, it allows me to know that you're tuning in, you're appreciating it. And beyond that, by rating and reviewing it, it allows a lot of other people to find it in the iTunes directories, because iTunes recognizes when a podcast is being appreciated, reviewed, and rated. They will make it more visible to people looking for new podcasts to subscribe to, depending on the topic of interest they are looking for. This one being health, fitness, and mindset. So do all of that. And for your Atlas Action Coaching Assignment, as you listen to the uplifting and inspiring music coming in here that my audio engineer Toby is going to be rolling in right now, here's what I'd like you to do. If you're a first-time listener, go back and take a look at the previous episodes. You could do that in iTunes, or you can come to thejoeyatlas.com, and in the upper right, click on Shows. You'll see the Fitness Whisperer podcast. You click on that. You'll see all the episodes listed there. Pick just one of them, and one of them that strikes your interest by title. Listen to it and share that one with somebody you know who can use that kind of information shared in that episode. And then listen to the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment at the end of that episode and act on it. And here's what I want you to do next. This is actually the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment. Whichever one you choose and act on, I want you to come find me on Facebook. You could find me at Joey Atlas Fitness on Facebook. You could find me at The Joey Atlas on Instagram. And you could find me at Joey Atlas on Twitter. Come and share with me your current scenario, the challenges you're facing, the things you want to fix, and what it is you found in my main website area, in the podcast shows, in the video shows, the video channel. What is it that made you want to connect, and what is it that's resonating with you that makes you believe my methods, my approach, my mindset can help you? Come share that with me. If you've already been helped and you're making progress, I want to hear that too. It means a lot to me. So come find me on social media. That's your Atlas Action Coaching Assignment after you've listened to a previous episode. The episodes I'm recording are timeless. These will be used 5, 10, 20 years from now. So go back and check one out. Come find me on social media. Let me know you've tuned in. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know if you have any questions that I can help with. Even if it has to do with the free Fit for Life program, come find me. Come ask me. I'm here to help. This is my mission in life, and I want to fulfill. So I'm here for you. That's it. We're done. Kari Lynn, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you next time. Joey Atlas, I'll be back with the Fitness Whisperer episode number 9 next week.